Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel and more, talking African swine fever in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
A lot of attention being paid outside of China to African swine fever. It's been talked about a great deal at cattle industry meetings we've been at, pork industry meetings most certainly, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, their spring conference just wrapping up in Kansas City a few days ago. All of these meetings have had speakers talking about African swine fever and whole sessions, in fact, devoted to what's going on in China and the destruction of their hog herd in a very significant way. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says this is a subject we've got to be paying attention to, no matter whether you're a hog producer or a beef cattle producer.
Well, that's right. I mean, China is such a huge pork market. You know, China produces 50% of the world's pork, so all the rest of us combined only add up to as much as China has produced, you know, historically. Estimates are all over the place in terms of how much lost production there is in China. We don't know. They don't know, more than likely, just to be real honest with you. So, but it's a big number, and they're going to be in the market for protein. They'll be looking for pork, if not from us, from other places. They'll probably still buy some pork from us. In fact, they are buying some despite the tariffs, but whether it's here or there, it's still going to create that demand effect, and it won't be just pork protein that the Chinese will be looking for. They're going to have to also be looking at beef and poultry products as well. Again, how much of that might be directly from the U.S. in terms of beef, it's hard to say at this point, but certainly in total, the entire protein complex stands to see some increased demand as a result of this sort of vacuum that's happening because of the lost pork production in China.
Dr. Peel saying there's no easy answers for the Chinese. Aaron Boyer with the U.S. Meat Export Federation agreeing with that assessment, saying that there's going to be some fundamental changing in the consumption patterns that we find inside China.
We at USMEF have thought that Chinese consumption would continue to diversify. As incomes grew, they're going to consume more beef, more sheep meat, more seafood. I think that this whole ASF situation could really exacerbate that. Chinese consumption of pork will rebound after this, but this is a long-term game, and the ability to rebound after ASF could likely take a while. And so you're looking at possibly permanent transformation of Chinese consumption.
Dr. Aaron Boyer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Now, another perspective on African swine fever shows that it probably is a two-edged sword for U.S. agriculture. Will Sawyer is with CoBank. He is the lead economist for animal protein for CoBank, and he says that in a new report just out, the animal protein sector stands to benefit from increased exports to fill the supply void, while feed demand will drop off significantly in China, reducing U.S. feed and grain exports potentially. Although a continuation of the trade dispute and other market variables currently in play could affect the degree to which U.S. agriculture is impacted by the pork shortage in China and Southeast Asia. Sawyer says the U.S. continues to remain a low-cost exporter of protein products and is in a strong position to be a major beneficiary as China and other Asian markets like Vietnam ramp up their imports. But he says if the trade dispute with China remains unresolved, the upside trade potential for the U.S. meat sectors may not be fully realized. Most projections call for China losing roughly one-third of its hog production over the next 12 to 18 months. According to Sawyer, that loss will have direct negative impacts on the U.S. grain and feed market. The reduction of feed demand due to African swine fever will be especially painful for elevators, crushers, and feed mills focused on Chinese markets. So says Will Sawyer with CoBank. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.